Armed with Truth is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. Welcome to Armed with Truth, a podcast for youth. I'm your host, Lisa Brunil. As you listen today, I just want you to keep in mind this question. What is Heavenly Father's personal message for you right now in this podcast? Is He inviting you to learn more about a specific truth, to make a change, or to take a specific action? The Holy Ghost will testify to you of the exact message that Heavenly Father has for you right now, today, a message that will bring you strength and power to follow Jesus Christ. So let's get started and be armed with truth. First off, I have some exciting news at Speak Boise. Speak Studios has recently partnered with eBay. We have access to awesome deals, some up to 50% off, and we want to work together to get these deals out to listeners. This episode's link gives you up to 50% off on eBay products, so make sure to get these top shelf products discounted while you can. Okay. Let's get to the real content of today's podcast. I want to try this sentence out on all of you. Class, today we're going to be talking about sexual reproduction. How did that sentence sound? Is anyone's mind remembering similar words coming from your elementary school nurse or your health teacher? My memories of all that kind of make me cringe. It was fifth grade. The boys and the girls were separated into two different rooms. We had to get permission slips from our parents. We knew the day was coming. We came to the rooms and we were instructed on all the wonderful changes of puberty that were about to happen to each of us. What I remember most was an argument afterward with a boy in the class when the girls and the boys came back together and everyone was talking. He and I had an argument about female anatomy. I thought I needed to teach him the truth. Thinking back on it just makes me laugh. So what if instead I said today we're going to talk about sexual intimacy? Sounds slightly better, doesn't it? Secretly, I think sex is one of everyone's favorite topics. And don't worry, we're actually going to talk about sexual intimacy in a way that maybe you haven't heard before. A lot different from grade school, and absolutely different than what Satan would like you to hear. I think you might even like it. We live in a sex-saturated society. That's a tongue twister. Whether you realize it or not, you're likely getting daily messages about sexual intimacy from many sources. Most likely, they're not the sources of truth. Sexual messages come to us in many, many subtle and not so subtle ways. Music, movies, books, social media posts in the internet, advertising, conversations in the hallway of school. There's even a trend to sexualize children's toys. Many of these messages originate from Satan. He is the author of lies, the great deceiver. He wants to twist the truth about sexual intimacy and lead us all away from our Heavenly Father. Satan comes at his intent and design from so many angles when it comes to sexual intimacy. Sometimes his messages promote and entice us into sex before marriage, dressing immodestly, pornography, masturbation, and objectifying others, leading us to believe that these things bring pleasure, gratification, and even happiness. Other times, Satan portrays sex as dirty, naughty, and shameful. He makes us feel confused and embarrassed for our feelings, desires, and attractions. And then he makes us think we're unworthy and unable to be loved by God and others. All of these tactics and so many others come straight from Satan, and they are carefully crafted lies that keep us far from God's truth. You've probably all been in a class or a discussion or maybe a bishop's fireside about sexual intimacy and morality. Sometimes these lessons or discussions don't go very well, and that can be for a whole lot of reasons. But one reason may be what we choose to focus on. Often when youth are taught about sexual intimacy, the teaching focuses on making sure they know the rules about sexual intimacy, that they can't have it, that they shouldn't think about it, and that they have to stay away from anything to do with it to stay morally clean. While I absolutely believe in the importance of teaching sexual purity, I also really feel that when we focus on avoiding sexual immorality, that diminishes the beauty of sexual intimacy and actually takes us away from the truth. I think it's time for a slight shift, a shift that rids us of shame and focuses on the beauty and the truths surrounding sexual intimacy. So what is the truth? The real truth is that sexual intimacy is a gift from Heavenly Father. It is sacred and beautiful. This is actual doctrine. Did you know there is even a family home evening lesson from the church titled "Sexual Intimacy is Sacred and Beautiful"? Here is a part of what it says. Heavenly Father created the plan of salvation so that we can experience life, return to His presence, and have joy. Central to this plan are the spiritual, emotional, and physical unity developed in marriage and family life. He gave us the capacity for physical intimacy so that we could strengthen and grow our eternal families. He intends for sex to be a beautiful, powerful, and joyful part of our lives, not something evil or corrupt. Sex enables a husband and wife to have children, express love, and strengthen their spiritual, emotional, and physical bonds. Sexual intimacy is an important part of marriage, and when it is used in the way that God has commanded, it brings great blessings and joy. While many in the world portray sex as casual or crude, the gospel teaches that sexuality is a powerful gift from Heavenly Father, and that it should be used within the bounds He has set, with wisdom and reverence. Wow, wasn't that powerful? Is that a little bit different than maybe you've talked about sexual intimacy before? I just love it, and I want to repeat the truth, that sexual intimacy is a gift from Heavenly Father, and that it is sacred and beautiful. Let's talk in more detail about the truths of sexual intimacy. One of the important purposes of sexual intimacy is to express love and to strengthen spiritual, emotional, and physical bonds between a husband and a wife. In sexual intimacy, both come together as one in love and unity. It binds us to one another. Only within the bonds of marriage can sexual intimacy be fully enjoyed. It may seem like a conflicting message if you've been caught in Satan's lie that sex is dirty, naughty, and shameful. But learning this truth can be a powerful step in seeing sexual intimacy as a gift from Heavenly Father. He loves us, and He wants us to be happy. He wants us to find a spouse and to develop deep and powerful connections with each other. Heavenly Father actually designed our bodies to desire and enjoy sexual intimacy, and our biological makeup is divinely designed. Even including the timed hormonal and physical changes of puberty, you know, all those changes we talked about awkwardly learning about in grade school? Yep, those biological changes were created by God on purpose. The same is true for the development of strong feelings of attraction and strong feelings of sexual desire as we get older. All of these things are part of Heavenly Father's beautiful design of our physical bodies. He made our bodies this way, and He didn't make a mistake. Does that sound a little bit different from things you've been taught or thought before? To help us understand and use our bodies for the most happiness possible, Heavenly Father also gave us help for handling our physical bodies. He gives us commandments and counsel concerning our bodies and our sexual desires. Heavenly Father wants us to use these strong feelings and desires within the bounds He has set. Those bounds include saving sexual intimacy for marriage. As I said earlier, only in marriage can sexual intimacy be enjoyed fully, where there is maturity, commitment, and loyalty. These things help to create true and lasting love with a spouse. Elder Holland describes marriage as the highest and holiest relationship that God gives to us in mortality. Now, of course, there is repentance, and there is a way back when we have committed serious sexual sin. Our Savior Jesus Christ has atoned for our sins, and He's made a way for us to become clean. Let's talk about another amazing truth. Sexual intimacy allows us to participate in God's power of creation. I want you to think about your favorite creations. Mountains, beaches, sunsets, trees, flowers, animals. Do you ever just get completely blown away by one of God's creations? Recently, I was at the top of a ski hill, and the sky was so clear, a bluebird day. I paused, and I just took in the scene. I could see for miles. The sun was shining and reflecting off a magnificent winter scene of trees and rivers and lakes and fresh white snow. I actually felt a spiritual surge in my soul from the beauty, a sweet testament from the Holy Ghost that God's creations were a gift to me. Let's expand our thoughts of God's creations and move to the miracle of the human body. So something else about me is that I love, love, love babies. I love holding a newborn baby, any baby, but especially I loved holding my own babies. Many times in those moments, I marveled at the miracle of life. My baby's tiny fingers and toes, face, voice, the miracle that inside of that tiny body, there was a heart beating and lungs breathing and even microscopic cells dividing and growing. And the most beautiful part of that tiny miracle of all of my babies is that God shared His power of creation with me. He allowed me and my husband together to have a part in the creation of human life. The most important and powerful individual in the universe shares His sacred power with me and with you, with all of us. It is His power to create. He designed and made humans not to replicate or reproduce on their own, but to come together, male and female, to create life. It is His design and His will. In the words of Wendy Nelson, the wife of President Russell M. Nelson, sexual intimacy is God ordained. It is a gift and a blessing. Heavenly Father further invites us to save that gift of creation for use in marriage, with even more blessings available if we are sealed together as husband and wife in holy temples and bring children into eternal families. You and me, we get to be actual participants in God's power of creation. What a glorious gift. Seriously. Now, does all the truth we've talked about surrounding sexual intimacy sound like something Satan might have interest in destroying? Absolutely. In fact, he's putting some of his strongest effort into sexual temptations. Just think. If he can destroy the truth in our hearts and convince us to act in ways that destroy our blessings, He thwarts eternal family relationships. He destroys the family unit, a unit that is central to the plan of salvation. President Nelson has warned us that Satan is quadrupling his efforts in our day. If he's quadrupling his efforts, we have to fight back in a smarter, different, and more powerful way with added strength. We have to fight differently than any generation has ever fought before. Our best defense and our best weapons against Satan and spiritual destruction are to be armed with truth. So here's my last plug for the day. What's your best source of truth about sexual intimacy? Have you considered it may be your very own parents? I'm aware that maybe we parents have made the topic kind of uncomfortable in the past. I know we can be awkward. We may not know exactly the right things to say concerning sex or the best way to teach our children about it, and most likely, we're still learning some of these truths ourselves. Have you ever thought that maybe your parents may have grown up not being taught anything about sex by their own parents? So here's a little bit of advice to try. Put all of these things aside. Anything from the past, all the awkwardness. If your parents haven't opened up to you about sexual intimacy, try starting the conversation. I know, just trust me. Start it. If they have opened up, keep that conversation going. And then I ask, go easy on us. Be patient. It may be really weird at first, but maybe, just maybe, if we open the conversation, we begin to talk, we can all learn truth together. For help having discussions, you can search Family Conversations on churchofjesuschrist.org. It's a series of videos that are really, really helpful in getting started. Most importantly, involve Heavenly Father in your efforts to learn truth about sexual intimacy. He loves and cares about you. He wants you to know the truth about one of His most important gifts. It's important to Him for you to be armed with truth. Here are today's truth takeaways. Sexual intimacy is a gift from God. Sexual intimacy is sacred and beautiful. One purpose of sexual intimacy is to express love and to strengthen spiritual, emotional, and physical bonds between a husband and wife. Heavenly Father designed our bodies to desire and enjoy sexual intimacy. Heavenly Father invites us to participate in His power of creation through sexual intimacy. Attention Idaho and California residents. If you're shopping for a mortgage, contact PacFi, a mortgage brokerage with the top wholesale lenders in the nation. They are committed to simplifying the mortgage process, saving you time and money. Call 858-442-7048 or visit pacfi.com. NMLS number 1462943, Equal Housing Lender. I want to return to our first question. Did you get an answer? Do you know it? Do you feel it? What is the personal message God has for you today? Once you know it, I invite you to take action and then watch. Watch for greater power and strength to come into your life, the power and strength to follow Jesus Christ. I can't wait to hear what you do. Keep coming back. Heavenly Father has so much more in store for you here on Armed with Truth.